And I worked on that in Houston down at Cooper Industries, where, you know, it was, hey, they just come on in, get your printout. And I remember I was able many years ago to get Cooper's output from their computer, because anything that could be printed onto a paper can be printed to a text file, which you can import into Excel. So if they can print it on a paper, they can print it out to a TXT file, and you can import that into Excel. And I had Cooper Industries, everything they bought in the whole freaking company on an Excel file. Man, I started going up and down, you know, sorting it and finding out. It was amazing. And then we had, you know, files where we convert everything over and stuff like that. But that partnership stuff, man, there's no testing, which was another thing that blew my mind. As an engineer, how can you say we're shifting all this stuff over to Seco Carbolay? How could that happen? You got to test that stuff. No, they didn't test anything. The boss said, do it, and we did it. So sure, they had some problems out in the factory, but we did training programs for all the operators and stuff. But I remember thinking, my God, we're going to hurt people out there. You can't transfer all this stuff. But we did. Just, this was our best guess. That's what we did. Yeah.
I set up Cooper Power Tools National Headquarters out in Columbia, South Carolina. And it was a Kennametal hospital. We went in there. I was the distributor at the time. And they just flipped the switch and went all this way.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So it can happen. But, you know, whoever makes that happen that's a sales guy. We're going to talk about, that's called a strategic linkage, and we'll get into that here in a little bit. Okay, all right, that's all the bonus material. Is there any comments or questions on anything we've covered? Now, through all the slides we went through yesterday, just fast, we're going through, we're not taking a lot of time, and we stopped at slide 47, so that's where we're going to go. Just in a way of a little quick recap here, if anybody has any questions or comments, now's the time as we go through these slides to bring them up. And if anybody wants to take a note, needs a little time or whatever, please, no problem. We can do that. Okay, we talked about the program. We started with the introduction. We talked about getting more retention. And to get more retention, you need to hear it, see it, write, make some notes, practice it, and review it. And that's why I said we're recording it. We're continuing to record it today. We talked about the things we're going to learn, the purchase cycle, techniques for dealing more effectively with price. We're coming up with that. Situations that face us, so we understand that. The customers buy. Yeah, you might as well go back to the pages. We're going to go right through the pages in a book here. So back to page one or whatever. Customers buy based on many reasons. Rational, logical thinking is not the whole deal. It's relationships are a huge part of it. The concept of preferred suppliers, we're going to get back into that more, and a system for managing time. I asked you two questions. Is it a big deal to give a customer a 10% discount on an important job? What would you answer that thing now? Let me hear it.
Yes.
It is. Much better to give them more service, do training programs, do other things, but don't cut the price. We'll talk more about that today, too, as well. If you're a paper sales rep, is it a good idea to go to Mitchell Selling Dynamics and help his company with a paper problem? I'm sure most of you yesterday were thinking yes. The answer is really no, because I can't buy enough paper to make it worth the while. So handling it the way we talked about it is the right way to handle it. And you can still get this guy's business, but without the cost. As engineers, this can be very difficult for us, because we want to go over and help somebody, and we know how to help them, and we get a lot of ego satisfaction by doing that. But we got to be very careful what time of day we do it and how much time we spend with who, because our time is all we have in sales, and we got to be very, very careful of how we use our time. That's why a schedule is so important. We talked about the peddler and all the things the peddler does. How many of us are in this category versus the business partner? Now, the guy that sits down with this customer and says, hey, look, you know, you probably got a cash flow problem, I'm guessing, and, you know, we could sell you the Cadillac of everything you need here, and an engineer would have a tendency to want to have the guy, you know, with a 456 engine, you know, and all this kind of stuff, and, hey, maybe this guy, once he gets going better, he could afford all that kind of stuff, but maybe right now it's not the right thing. So keep that in mind. We talked about the importance of having a wheel of fortune, that we can learn this, we can do it, we can improve ourselves, we can change the way we do things, and so forth. But that requires the Wheel of Fortune. Why does everybody have the Wheel of Doom? I'll tell you, in my view, why we do. When all of us were born, we were totally helpless. And very helpless for probably a year, or maybe even longer. We couldn't turn ourselves over, couldn't feed ourselves. So it seems to me, and I read stuff about how they take little babies and they put babies in water and stuff like this and they start swimming and all this kind of stuff. But generally, most of us, when we were born, we were helpless. And so at that point, a voice just started in our brain saying, you can't do this. You can't do it. And that voice is there. And you know, that voice, I beat that voice down so bad. It's like a little whimper. John, you can't do it. You know. Or you can sit back and you can let that voice tell you, you're not going to carry that river. You're not going to carry that. You're going to go right in the river. Look out, there's out of bounds on the left. You're going to hit it out of bounds. If you listen to that voice, after a while, that voice is going to dominate your entire existence. Oh, that girl's too pretty for you. You could never make it with her.